Father, we worship you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Father, help us to pray the prophetic prayers. Tonight we'll meet and speak. We'll speak into the atmosphere. We'll speak into God. We'll speak also into the atmosphere. Right now, Lord, receive grace. We speak over this city. We pray over this region, 50-mile radius, but specifically this morning for our home. Lord, that the glory of the Lord will manifest here. Not that man would see and we would prove our argument, but that man would see the unfolding of the kingdom of God. Father, we pray that the streets of our city will be manifest with the glory of the Lord. The demonic powers that have held in garrison the gates of this city for generation after generation, the exploitation of the poor, Father, we pray will be brought down in the name of Jesus. Rich men exploiting the poor for their profits with no caring of the kingdom of God. We pray that that spirit will be brought underneath the power of God in this city. The demonic powers that have caused such a lust for money, we pray will be brought to nothing, Lord, under the glory of the Lord which is coming. The sins of adultery and perversion, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that those spirits that run rampant in the hearts of men over this city, Father, that we pray that, Lord, salvation will move in here like a great cloud of glory, that men will shake under the power of God, that it will not just be your love that they feel, but they will feel your very fear, Lord. We pray that, God, you'll show them whatever it takes. Now this we pray according to your word. The word says in Jude, having some making a difference with your love and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Lord, whatever it takes over this city and whatever it takes with every individual, whether it's a baptism in your love that they see the love of God and they repent and come unto God, or if they see hell and if they see the destruction of their life and the absence of your presence in their eternity, Lord, show them the lake of fire. Show them the worm that dieth not. Show them the pit in which there is no escape for all eternity. Show them, Lord, whether it be your love or both. But I pray that over this city and over every individual, that there will be a fear that will come so strong that will shake men and shake their lives. And I pray that, Father, behind it will come a glory, Lord, in which men will love God. Eschew evil, turn from their wicked ways and follow you, Father. Father, we love you. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We worship you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Oh, heal our land. Heal our land, Lord. Heal our city, Lord. Raise up the gates of this city, Lord. Raise up the gates of this city, Lord. Oh, we're asking for more angels. We're asking for more angels, God. We're asking for more angels, God. We're asking for more angels, God. Ole madala mandele me serra dala la madele ne me kiera. Oh, dele ma cresele ma crasata la macaya. Hey. Sura mala mandele me cresere di assala ma cure me le mandala manso. Father, we pray for families. We pray for families in the name of Jesus, that mothers will be mothers, that their careers will be second, that their ambitions will be second, that whatever would hinder them and distract them from knowing you and first following you and then giving a legacy of Christ into their children, that their children and children's children will raise up and call them blessed. And if you should tarry 100 years from now, speak of their grandmother and their mother's mother that left a legacy of prayer and left a legacy of giving the parables of God in their heart, in their minds, and teaching them righteousness. We pray for the fathers that they will be undivided in their attention, that they will give them their life to God, and they will give their life for God, and no career, no ambition, no hobby, no anything, Lord, will take the advantage of being a distraction in their life, giving themselves to you. Then I pray that they will lay down their life for their life, for their children, for their wives, that they will lay down their life, that they will give all that they have to serve you, to serve them, that they will pour out their lives to instill all the godly principles and all the godly faith and all the godly righteousness and everything that you are in life, in principle, in teachings, in honesty, speaking honestly. Father, I pray that the children will see the embracement in the homes and the love in the homes and the speaking kindly in the homes one to another. Father, I pray that backbiting, dissension, and the evil guile, the green, putrid guile of words that have nothing but death in them will have no place in our lips. Purge our lips. As Isaiah said, Lord, take the coal from the altar and burn our lips, Father. Burn our lips and our tongue, that the things that we speak are pure and honest and lovely and of a good report, having virtue. Lord, that the things that we should speak one to another are life. Our life. We speak that life one to another today. Lord, we repent, and I personally repent, of any words that are floating around that have death in them. Cleanse our words. Cleanse our words and wash us with hyssop, with the blood of Christ, fresh and anew, Lord. Wash us every day. Cleanse us. For we that are perfect seek perfection. We that have been perfected in the blood seek perfection. Our transition is always in Him, higher and higher. We worship you, Father. For more of angels and a company of angels. Your word says innumerable. To the church of the firstborn, write these things. Father, give us a great portion of those innumerable angels to carry out this work. We will not turn to them. We will not worship them. We will not speak to them to serve us on our own lust, but we will speak to you, and their assignments will come from you to them. And as a result of it, Father, give us this city. Give us this city. Give us this city. Give us this city. We pray that ignorance will go out of our city. We pray that mindlessness will go out of our city. We pray that our school will go from an F to an A. Lord, these things are impossible with the barrier of languages and those kinds of things. But Father, we pray that the impossible, it's impossible for legs to grow out, and yet we speak it. Lord, I pray that you'll take this school from an F to an A. I pray that you will cause our community to brighten up. I pray that, Lord, the stranger on the street, the vagabond, the derelict, the one standing in the gutter, Lord, that there will be no places to hide in our city, but Lord, that there will be light on every corner and every back alley. There will be light. Father, I pray that the spirits that have tried to keep larger commerce from coming in, from anything that is manipulated behind the scenes, Lord, we need the large operations and enterprises to come in here. We need the hotels. We need everything that is conducive. I pray that the small mentality and the backstreet mentality that has preserved and kept only certain men rich, Father, I pray that it will be broken over our city in Jesus' name. I pray that the floodgates will be so strong that nobody or nothing will be able to stop it. Lord, commerce, commerce for the souls that will be saved, for the people that will need the jobs and the families that will need to be fed, not just the fields around us, but Father, commerce in every way. We speak life. We speak life. I thank you, Father, that the day and hour that, Lord, that a man will not be able to buy a prostitute on the streets of Immokalee. I thank you, Lord, that there will be no men, but I pray that those men that would come here or live here, Father, will shake. They will shake in their shoes and they will not understand. They will sweat because of the power of God. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. For the young men and the young women over this city that have never had the role models in front of them, and then at a very early age have been evangelized. They've been evangelized either through mental oppression, things that they've watched, or things that have been done to them, and they are not sure who they are, and they're not sure of their gender, and they're not sure of their affections. Father, we pray that not from the spirit in which many men have come with a hatred for these people. We love them, Father. We love them, Father. Lord, we pray that in Jesus' name that they will begin, as these spirits are brought low and handcuffed and led away, as the psalmist said in 150, we can bind their kings with chains and their nobles with chains and their kings with fetters of iron. Lord, as we handcuff these spirits, we pray that role models will come forward and people, young men and young women and older men, will begin to realize through the mind of Christ not only what their real gender is, but Lord, give them godly affections, godly inclinations, godly natural things inside of them to turn from perversion, to turn to life. Father, we worship you.